under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, broadcasting to you this morning from a cold and snowy Grand Rapids, Michigan. Attended the meeting last night of the Kent County Stand Up Michigan chapter. Mike Farage had been the president of the chapter here in Kent County. Well, him and Tammy Clark, the vice president of Stand Up Michigan, put on a presentation to the people that were there attending at the church last night. Oak Hill Presbyterian, Pastor Dan, I want to thank you for having it and hosting it for the folks. Lots of great information. As a matter of fact, we're going to be speaking with Tammy Clark in the second hour and Cool Mike Farage in the third hour to talk about what they presented to the folks last night. We're going to get firsthand field reports from them. Kind of an interesting concept. Not going to rely on the Michigan Republican Party for this year's elections. Stand Up Michigan has chapters almost in every county across the state. Thousands of volunteers working in conjunction with local county parties. Now, where have you guys heard that before? At the local level, county parties getting the resources, the money, the people, the volunteers to basically win the elections this year. That was the entire purpose of the meeting last night. Great discussion. Lots of really good information. Got to see Barb and Dave Ajma. They sat with Vicky and I in the front row. We got to see a lot of patriots from around the state. Many listened to the show. I was surprised how many people came up to me and shook my hand and said, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do. Get lots of real information about Michigan news and Michigan politics from you, and we greatly appreciate it. Well, I said, thank you for listening. Didn't realize we had so many people listening on the website and also the TuneIn app and the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Many listened to the podcast. I work during the day, 9 to noon, but I come home, and while we're having dinner, I turn on your show. Because they access the podcast. So greatly appreciate you guys having us last night. Got lots of information for you. But I got to tell you, there are a lot of groups outside of the state of Michigan with lots of big donors, lots of money, lots of revenue, that are willing to put their money where their mouth is, wanting to come to Michigan and help us at the local county level. Don't have to rely on the state party, folks. Don't really care what's going on with that circus, even though we will be attending the state committee meeting on Saturday in Houghton Lake. But got to tell you, the reinforcements are coming. The money's coming. The organizational strength of these big organizations, can't name them just yet. We know who they are. She spoke about it last night in person. Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet, coming on in the next segment on this hump day, Wednesday, January 10th. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, joining us on the line is Dr. Jeff. Ask the Vet is on the line right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What the heck is going on with this mystery disease, respiratory infections, viruses?
Yeah. what the heck is happening? Well, they really don't know for sure. It's been across the news. People have seen it. We've started kind of out west, but we've also seen it here in Michigan. Haven't really seen it. I haven't seen it up in UP yet. But we're geographically isolated, so that's a good thing. But, you know, it's probably on its way up, but down by Detroit and bigger cities, you know, we've seen it with a higher concentration. Starts out like what we call cattle cough, okay? Usually coughing, maybe sneezing, runny nose, but in some animals, it will progress into pneumonia and does not seem to be responsive to antibiotics or to the typical antibiotics that we usually use to treat pneumonias or, you know, what dogs usually get, you know. And it kind of parallels the COVID thing, because the same thing, not, you know, with Corona, because not everybody that got a hold of Corona, only a few people that just happened to be sensitive to it for whatever reason, you know, would progress to, I mean, up to death. You know, we know that, but
sure.
You know, but it's the same thing. And the thing is, they don't know what it is. It's not any of the normal viruses that we're usually dealing with. It's not any of the normal bacteria we're usually dealing with. One guy did isolate a fragment of DNA from a previously unknown or a bacterium that's usually not associated with this. This was out west. Mm-hmm. And so that might be it. But the other questions people are asking me, and we usually get, is why? Why did this occur? And going back and thinking about it and then reading a few articles, and you start thinking about it, well, what happened the past few years? You had a lockdown. So we had the COVID. Everybody locked down. What everybody do? There's two things that happened then. A lot of people went and got dogs, okay? And because of the shutdown in the country, and especially the state, for veterinary services, it was hard to get. Basically, you couldn't – so you got – a bunch of people got new dogs, and then you couldn't get them vaccinated.
Yes.
You've got this large population of dogs that pretty much probably came out of shelters, because that's where I think most people went and got their animals from. And shelters are kind of petri dishes anyhow, because you got a bunch of dogs intermingling there.
Right.
And then now all of a sudden, the government then removed the ability of us to really effectively, you know, vaccinate these animals. And now here you go. It's like I said, every action has a cost. You just have to look and see what that cost is, and are you willing to pay it? So
you're right. Well, one thing that I think is kind of interesting is because you couldn't take your dogs to the vet, you couldn't, you know, go anywhere, yep. You couldn't do anything. And now we're seeing ramifications not only in children, mm-hmm. and we all know what they did when, you know, missing school and all that.
Oh, I know.
But now we're starting to see ramifications with our animals. I mean, this, like you say, Jeff, this has kind of a ripple down effect.
Yep. Well, two other things that I'm seeing that I can directly pin on the corona lockdowns, mm-hmm. is now we're having corona puppies that now they're, 2 years old, 3 years old, and they're not socialized. And now I'm seeing a massive uptick in behavioral problems now. Because these dogs, you have a small window. You know, when you have a puppy, you've got about 6 months-ish to really get that dog well socialized. If you have not done that, and that puppy, by 6 months old, I won't say it's not doable, because somebody's out there going to say, yeah, I've done, you know, it is doable. It is just a lot harder to do. So,
All
of a sudden, new puppies at home. Everybody was home. And the other thing we're seeing is people are now giving the dogs back, because now they're going back to the work. The dogs that were at home now that are used to grew up with people living in the house. Now they're, you know, the owners are leaving and the dogs being alone for the first time in 2 years. And for dogs, they usually don't like that. And if they haven't been trained how to deal with it, now we're seeing separation anxiety and, you know, everything else that comes with that. So
right.
It's interesting. You always got to think of all, like, just like you said, the ripple down effect, or like I was saying, every action has a cost. You just have to figure out what the cost is and are we willing to pay for it? Or when I'm making a diagnostic in here, or you know, we're trying to decide, do we do surgery or not? Like I said, I always do. You have to do your risk to benefit analysis. And is the risk of doing the surgery and, you know, anesthesia, outweigh the benefit that we're going to get from doing the surgery. And depending on the situation, every time we make that, you know, and sometimes we make the call where I go, you know what, the risk, the benefit is not worth the risk. And then we just pick a different track, or we go somewhere in a different direction.
New direction. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's so interesting too. I got a text message. People are saying that they've noticed their dog panting heavy, almost like to a cough, when they go outside, go to the bathroom. They think it's because maybe the colder temperatures, and maybe they're just not used to the cold temperatures, but wheezing, cough is the question. Is that normal?
Not really. If they just do it like once or twice and they go outside and it's really, although I really don't think it's been that cold. Usually when it's, I expect that is like when you go outside and your nose freezes shut, you know?
right.
You know, when it gets down to that temperatures, yeah. And there's even,
but we haven't been down that cold yet.
No.
So that doesn't sound right, because they said, now that you mention it, they've been paying attention, you know, to their dog, and they just noticed it last week, and they're like, but yeah, they concur it's not been that cold outside, so they need to come in for a visit, because that's something you probably need to listen to with the stethoscope, right?
Yeah, we should get. There are multiple reasons dogs can cough, from they swallowed wrong to, you know, they can pick up kennel cough, or they can pick up bronchitis just like we do this time of year.
Right.
It could be, depending on the age of the dog, it could be a heart problem. It could be cancer, because it will move into there. You could have a fungal pneumonia, because we do have fungal pneumonias up here. We talked about that a while ago with the paper mill. With the blasto in there.
Yeah.
And then it could be, and that's the one thing they're saying, especially with this mystery disease, you know, better to be a little safe than sorry. And I would rather have somebody come in, listen to it. All right, lungs sound fine. It sounds like it's just kennel cough. Let's start the treatment now, than waiting until it's progressed into, you know, pneumonia. And, I mean, you do it, the earlier you get it, the more effective you're going to be, the cheaper you're going to be, because now I don't have to hospitalize the dog and stuff like that. So you wind up,
right,
you save the dog, you know, pain and suffering, because we can jump on it. So I would rather see somebody earlier and tell them, look it over and go, no, it's not a big deal, you're okay, than for them to wait and then it wind up being a big deal.
Right. I got a text from Officer Rick. You have seen his dog, Frank, and he broke his leg, didn't require an operation, but you had asked the urgent care facility to send his x-rays. You made some recommendations. He says it's been 4 weeks. He's getting more and more active, but there's still some swelling. Is this normal after 4 weeks, or is it going to take a while, or?
Yeah, because what will happen is as a fracture heals, the body builds an internal cast to a certain extent. It's called a callus. And what will happen is you get it'll break, and then you get, you know, it bleeds because, you know, bone has blood in it too. And you'll get a big blood clot. But then will happen is that blood clot will then, the cells will start to migrate through the clot, and you'll get scar tissue at first. It's called a fibrous clot or a fibrous callus, and that will then try to hold the two ends of the bones together. And then when that happens, then the bone starts growing across. And then once the bone is healed, body's really cool how it does this. So the bone will heal across. Once the bones heal across, then the body will start breaking down the scaffolding, because it doesn't need the callus anymore. It'll start breaking it down. And now it can take a while to do that. I broke my arm when I was younger, because, you know, our generation was heavily influenced by Evel Knievel.
been there, done that. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. But now I wound up x-raying my hand, the arm I broke. Of course, this is, you know, decades later. You can't even tell. It's, the body is completely remodeled. The bone, it looks perfectly normal. So, but it can take several months for the body to break that callus back down.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it'll go away.
So basically that callus is the swelling part of it.
That's more likely what he's seeing, especially if it's firm and the dog's not painful.
Right.
So
check that out. Okay, cool. Got another text message. Any particular increased food calories needed for going out in the cold, going out in the snow this morning, came back in and he was shivering for 10 minutes.
Wouldn't hurt to bump it up a little bit. It is starting to get down there.
Okay.
You know,
how much snow did you guys get up in Sault Ste. Marie?
We 6 inches maybe.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I guess it went a lot further south of us looking at the radar.
Yeah, Officer Rick says he's not at the school today. They closed the schools down because of the bad roads. So he's down in Genesee, Livingston County areas. One other quick question. As we're heading into the new year, we talked about New Year's resolutions, and you mentioned last week that, you know, you need to set some kind of goals realistic for the animals as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that they went out with the weather being somewhat mild, and they walked an extra mile, he said.
Yep.
And he said the dog really loved it, came back and drank a full bowl of water, hadn't done that in a while.
Yep.
good tips, good information. And anything of any uniqueness happened there at the Sioux Animal Hospital?
Well, we did have a dog eat a bunch of batteries. The came in yesterday and a bunch of these little button batteries. These things can actually be pretty nasty. Fortunately, owners found it right away, brought her right in, went ahead and we gave some Carafate, which helps protect the stomach. We also fed her some pumpkin pie mix. If he can, just regular pumpkin, and that just kind of helped push. So we took an X-ray this morning, and everything has come to pass. So the dog's okay. But what can happen is these batteries can start leaking, and it's corrosive. Or two things can happen: it can start leaking some of the corrosive electrolyte that's inside of it.
Oh yeah,
and that can actually eat a hole in the intestinal wall. And apparently, because I did a little quick research on these too, apparently this is a big thing in kids too, so you got to watch those little button batteries. You know, you figure the bigger one. And she thought she put up the donuts and everything so the dog wouldn't get into it. This is a three-year-old dog. She said, I didn't even think about the batteries. So
it's really interesting because I saw when I was watching all the college football bowl games, I think it's Duracell has now put some kind of I don't even know how to describe it. What they said, it's like a protective coating on the outside that tastes bad.
Good.
And I'm like, what the heck? This is a real thing? Kids and dogs are actually eating batteries. What the heck?
Yep. Anybody who goes to our Facebook page, I'm going to post the X-ray today of the batteries in it. It's an interesting X-ray, and it's our episode of what did my dog eat now? So we can do a whole thing on that. But yeah, they do that, and that's the one thing I don't like about real brand name Advil pills.
Yeah,
because they're sugar coated.
Oh, gotcha.
Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, take down the phone number, guys. Throw it in your phone. Sioux Animal Hospital is 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. Call and ask Dr. Jeff yourself. Have a good day, sir. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Family Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.